Cincinnati Council approved a budget last week. It will have consequences not only for how the city runs, but on who runs the city, with the city council race coming up this fall. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, you talked about the budget in your column yesterday. Let's talk first about what it will mean to the incumbents running for re-election.
Well, first of all, they're going to have to go out and defend it. Defend a budget that was kind of a patchwork thing, using one-time funds to plug a $35 million budget hole. And they understand, some of them understand, that this is just a quick fix, that there are going to be budget problems in the future. And there's going to be a lot of accusations in the council race, particularly from non-incumbents who are trying to get on to council, saying that this council has done nothing but kick the can down the road and is not dealing with the structural problems that this city's budget has had for well over a decade now. And at some point, there's going to come a reckoning. Now, whether it comes in this election or not, I don't know. But nonetheless, the council members who voted for it are going to have to go out and defend it.
Do you think they'll have a difficult time doing that?
Well, they managed to do a budget where they did not lay off police and firefighters. However, they did have to lay off 60 other city employees, which is, of course, not good for those 60 people. But there was a priority on police and fire protection and trying to save those jobs. And originally, Milton Dehoney, the city manager, had talked about large numbers of firefighters and police officers being laid off. And in the end, that did not happen.
What about as far as the mayor's race is concerned? You know, you've talked about what this means to council. What will it mean in the race for mayor?
Well, it's obviously going to be an issue in a race for mayor. I mean, John Cranley, a candidate for mayor, former council member, has been highly critical of this, you know, saying that it's kicking the can down the road, that it's not dealing with the real problems that keep causing these large deficits. And even Roxanne Qualls, who is the vice mayor now and is running for mayor, she kind of made it clear that, you know, this is a quick fix and we got to do better. We got to try to find some way to fix these long-term problems in the budget so that we aren't doing this every year, trying to scramble to find one-term quick fix budget cuts and revenue sources to fill budget holes. You just can't keep doing it. So they're going to fight about this in the mayor's race. I don't think there's any question about it. And they're going to fight about it in the council race. Council race is different because it's hard when you're running in a field race for one of nine spots to attack individual council candidates. But you can talk about these issues and you can raise these issues and you can say, look, the city council has not dealt with this problem on a permanent basis. They just keep basically filling the pothole.
And I guess there's no big changes coming expected for the upcoming budget, although Cranley has talked a lot about how he's going to change everything when he takes office.
Well, he has talked about that, and we'll see. We'll see what his plan is. At some point during the campaign, he'll have to unveil something, fairly specific, I would think.
We've already talked a lot about who the Democrats are planning to endorse for council, but what about the Republicans and the Charterites?
Yes, we talked about the Democrats. They have that unusual situation where they've got 10 endorsed candidates for 9 seats. Now, the Republicans, they never do that. They never have a full slate of 9 candidates. This is a very Democratic city, and it's difficult for them. They don't even have a candidate for mayor, but they do have 4 candidates for city council. They have Amy Murray, who was on council in 2011 as an appointed council member when Chris Monzel became a county commissioner. She lost in 2011, but she's coming back, and she's running on the streetcar issue, the parking lease agreement, highly critical of the budget process. They have Melissa Wegman, who is a brand new candidate, pretty well known on the West Side. Of course, they have Charlie Winburn, who is their only incumbent candidate running for re-election. And they have Sam Malone, who is a former council member. He was on council from 2003 to 2005. And he's unusual in the fact that towards the end of his term, he was charged with domestic violence for very violently beating his son. Now, he was acquitted of those charges, and he's coming back now, 8 years later, running for city council. And it's kind of unusual because this is kind of the second race in a row where you've had somebody on the Republican side with some baggage to carry, like Mike Allen, the former prosecutor, the last time.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org.